Simon Tovreish Chav Dalet Rabbi said we are in Siv Beis, so they will still collect the last counts and the last votes, and we'll finalize tomorrow. Beis Hashem.
You never like to.
What?
You never like to.
No, we're gonna see if there's anything more happening. Okay. As Mavochin ala Ura Boisai. No. We are in. Did we do Siv Gimel yesterday? Mavdinin la Kois. We make a Abdullah on the Kois and Mavdinin la Psomim. Afilim Chalis b'Shabbos. We do not do Psomim. We don't do Psomim, even if it falls on Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi said it's important. Shulchan Aruch says we don't do Psomim. Motzei Kippur, we don't do Psomim, even if it falls on Motzei Shabbos.
Even if it was Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah. So says Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah addresses that, and he says as follows: Siv Katan Hey, Im Chalios B'Shabbos. Why do we not do Psamim on Motzei Kippur? Or rather, let's ask the other hand, why do we do Psalmim on a regular Motzei Shabbos? So, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hey, Afilu Chalios B'Shabbos, Shetam HaBrocha Kedei Lehoshev Es HaNefesh. The reason of the Brocha is in order to Lehoshev Es HaNefesh, to, what's that? Revive. Restore. What does restore mean?
Restore
this nefesh mipnei anoshoma yisera, because of the additional neshama which we have sholcholo, which disappeared on Motzei Shabbos. There is something about the neshama yisera which disappears on Motzei Shabbos in order to kind of I don't know if it's that, which is to make him feel good, to kind of
comforting.
I don't know if it's that. So we give neshama yisera, we give something to on Motzei Shabbos. V'achshu b'yom kippur, but on Yom Kippur, loy hoya, loy neshama yisera. There was no neshama yisera. Now, tainus because of a tainus. Now, one second. Aval Rabbi Me'achoyinim, many of the Achoyinim chol kimalze disagree. V'soim shikchal b'Shabbos, if it falls on Motzei Shabbos, yesh levorach lapsam. You have to do. Psalmim. Yeah, it's true. Generally, on Motzei Shabbat, Motzei Yom Kippur, generally, you don't do Psalmim. But, because you're fasting, there's not a Shabbat. No, is there something Shabbos related? On a weekday, Motzei Yom Kippur weekday, there's no Neshama Yisrael that just appears. There's no Neshama Yisrael on Yom Kippur per se. So, Motzei Yom Kippur on a Tuesday, Motzei Yom Kippur on a Thursday, you don't do Psalmim. Nah, but many Achorim hold, that's okay, that's true if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, but if it's on a Motzei Shabbos, which is happens to be Shabbos as well, happens to be Yom Kippur and happens to be Shabbos, surely it makes sense that there should be psalmim. Avu Rabbi Me'achoyinim Cholkes V'Sun Shichal B'Shabbos Yesh Avochel Psalmim Ve'en Kan Chashash Bochel V'Atola, and there is no Bochel V'Atola Kevin Shenene, because he did benefit, so there's no Bochel V'Atola. And then Mishnah Berurah finished off saying that Mikol Mokem Ein Lehoris LeTzibur Kevin V'Limchoyis Biyodom B'Magim Shenagim Ve'Es Haknes Shel Avochel Psalmim. So everybody does according to his own minik. When it's a Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur, you can do it whatever your minig is. Hakel Atzma Vayis Yochel Levoch Im Chal B'Shabbos. If Motzei Yom Kippur falls on Motzei Shabbos, Oimri V'Yitan Lecho, we say V'Yitan Lecho. It's always the fastest V'Yitan Lecho of the year. The fastest V'Yitan Lecho of the year, if it's Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur, V'Yitan Lecho takes a grand total of 37 seconds. Notice Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Yom Kippur, so Motzei Yom Kippur which falls on Motzei Shabbos, you do say Ve'yiten Lecha,
and it's
it normally is, yeah. You don't say Ve'enum Ve'enoyam, why don't we say Ve'enoyam? Oh, of course, because it's a week that day Sukkot, Ve'atul Kodesh, Yimishchag Sukkot, Chal Be'emtzah Shavua. Okay, so Rabbi said, so what's about this Psalmim thing? Well, how does that work exactly? So, if Motzei Yom Kippur falls on week, so Psalmim is about the Shomer Yisrael. The Shomer Yisrael is something got to do with the food, about the Gashmir.
The Neshama Yisrael comes for the
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. It's all about food. It boils down to food.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so you're right, but it's true. But it looks like, Chaim Shmuel speaks about it in his sefer that it looks like the Shomer says that the ruchnis only comes after there's a certain. We see that Shabbos is full of this oynik Shabbos and about food and about the meals and everything. There is it's halachas. It's real. Yeah. So it seems to me that the Gashmias is the basis. You can only have that sense of elevation when you're fully when you have this tanuk. You know, you don't. There is that element there. So therefore, the Shomer says it is connected to the food. So therefore, on a regular Tuesday, Wednesday, Motzei Yom Kippur, you don't do Psalmim. Because there's no Shema Seir. No, the Shema Seir disappeared. So you don't see Psalmim. Now, when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur, then there's a Machloikis. What's your minik? Because we had it a couple of years ago. What's your minik? You don't remember? We say, right? I think Mishpachas Feingold. I think that general, I think the meaning is, I haven't made a survey, we have to, maybe that's the next one, but I think that generally the meaning is that people do make psalmim on Motzah, Yom Kippur, which falls on Motzah Shabbos, not like the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. People will say psalmim if it falls on Motzah Shabbos, because at the end of the day, it is Motzah Shabbos. It's never going to be a brochel avatola, Abba Yisai. Why is it not Boch Levatola?
Because
you get, I don't know, from the smelling anyway. So, you know, even if it's not, a bit of a shadow of a hefsek and this, but it's not equal. Yeah, a bit, but it's not. But it's, let's say, according to this, it's not real hefsek, because you're going to, the opinion that holds that there's a tzorich for it. So it's not really hefsek. If it's a random, if you make it in the middle of Avdola, you're going to make Mishana Habrias, yeah, okay, that would be perhaps a hefsek. Or you make it in the middle of Avdola, you make Boch of... I don't know.
Can't
make up
food.
Yeah, make you see lightning.
Well,
yeah. If it's Motzei Shabbos, yes. If it's weekday, not. Okay. It's interesting to note, but I just want to add that. Mashre always says that. I don't think the Mishnah says it. That, what's the Zmiras that we say after Hamal de Mekodesh Echol? So really, this smiras that we say really was established. We say, how's it go? Chatosenu imchol, zayin vechazmoni abichol vechol. Chatosenu imchol. What do you mean chatosenu imchol? Motzei Shabbos chatosenu imchol. On Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, say chatosenu imchol. Kol shpochu zmoi chalav chatoim. How does that fit into Motzei Shabbos theme? The answer is. Really, this
it's a new week, it's a fresh week.
No, really, Hamavdel, this Zmiris was written and meant and for Motzei Yom Kippur only.
Really?
Motzei Yom Kippur only. Chatos, and you see, when you go through it, you see, of course, it's Huyimchol.
Yimchol in the future tense.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about Zrenos of Yabik Chavur. It's the whole thing makes only sense if it's Motzei Yom Kippur. It was then, it was such a nice tune that, you know, we do it all year round, but really, it's meant for. Why? Really? I wasn't aware of that. Really? By whom? By you? Or generally? Why? Really? Very, very nice. I didn't know. Right, that fits very nicely. Very good. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we carry on. What about Boire Moiroish? Now here comes a lot of misconception, misunderstandings, and let's get this clear. Mevochnalo, we make a bracha on the on the fire. Why do we do on the Motzei Shabbos? It was created, the first fire was made by automation on Motzei Shabbos. It was a massive invention, the creation of fire. He did that, he thought of that on Motzei Shabbos. He was actually cold. I think the Medrash says, if I'm not mistaken, the Medrash says he was cold and he tried out various things, nothing really worked. He took two stones. And he rubbed until fire was created, automation, Motzei Shabbos, and then that's how he created fire. He happened to be on a Motzei Shabbos in order to commemorate that. We make Boire Moreish on Motzei Shabbos. Now, Motzei Yom Kippur is a little bit different because, here, the aloch is as follows. Ein mevorchim mimotzei Yom Kippur alau, you do not make a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur on fire, shehoitzioi ato min avonim, which you have now taken out from stones. freshly created fire may not be used. It can't be fire which you have now created. As opposed to what? What can you use? What should you use? Yeah. Ne'er, a fire, sheshavas, which has, as it were, rested. Meaning, which has been there before Yom Kippur. So the point is, you're not allowed to create a new fire, you must use a fire which was created before Yom Kippur. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Vav, let's go with that. Sivkot and Vav is a third wide line. We make a bracha on Berim Reish because the whole day there was no benefit from the fire. The whole day we had no benefit. We're not allowed to have any benefit from fire. Now suddenly we are allowed to have benefit from fire. Sivkot and Zayin. B'motzei Yom Kippurim alu shor etzion. V'adin shetzion min atzi gofres. Shekorin shveibelech. You can also. You're not allowed to make a new fire. You're also not allowed to make a new fire from matches. Shveblech is matches. K'vichya agavnu, ma sheni shtanyu makipurim is Shabbos. What's the difference in Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Okay, what's the difference? Why on Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to have a fresh fire. Motzei Yom Kippur, you cannot have a fresh fire. Meshum zetam shemavorchin ala ube Motzei Shabbos, she'einu lezecha shenivu ube Motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, the reason why we have Berim Reish is because he was created then and we commemorate the first fire which was made on Motzei Shabbos. She'odom Rishon Hikish Avonim Motzei Shabbos. Odom Rishon Hikish, he hit stones to one another and he made a fire. V'lochein hut, yeah.
But surely Hashem created fire during creation, didn't he? Don't they say, isn't it Shamayim, water and fire?
You're right. You're right. It's a very good question. Yeah. But that was not human fire. There was not human fire. When we talk about the first fire that was created, we're talking about humanly created fire. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There was a fire before that. And I'm talking about humanly created fire that was created by Modom Rishon and Motzei Shabbos. But the reason why we have the reason why we make Berim Reish on Motzei Yom Kippur, Lush Lehoi Rois Shem Zeh Yekodesh Mishayim Tovim Finesel Ave Beish V'Altu Huta. The reason why we make fire on Motzei Yom Kippur is because to show Laarois. That what's the words? Lehoyrois Shiyem Zeh Kodesh Mishayim Tovim Venesel Ave Beish. There's one distinct difference between Yom Kippur and any other Yom Tov. What is it? Huge difference. You can't eat. Okay, but yeah, in terms of the Yom Tov is concerned, you're right. It is an Issa Melocha. On Yom Tov, you can make a fire. On Yom Kippur, you cannot. Now, to emphasize that difference, to stress that distinction, and to show that Yom Kippur is so much more holy, so much more heilig than any other Yom Tov, we don't make any fires on Yom Kippur, but we dafka make a fire. We make that on Motzei Yom Kippur. However, it's got to be a fire. You don't make a new fire on what? It's a difference. So to emphasize that, to stress that, and that's got to be from a fire which comes from before Yom Kippur. If somebody doesn't have, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, but you're right. So far, you're absolutely right. Now, see, the whole point is now. I'm not sure I can explain this well. Let's go through the. But why is it? So I understand. Okay, I understand why I do boire and meire oish on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Odom Rishon created it. I also understand why I do Boile Meoreish on Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? to emphasize the difference between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. However, what we have not explained, and I struggle to explain that a bit, what we have not explained is why is it that the fire which I'm using on Motzi Yom Kippur has got to be a... What? Exactly, an Esh Shavas. So that we've got to understand. Why is it that you can only use an Esh Shavas on Motzi Yom Kippur? Mishnah Berurah explains the following words. He says as follows. I skipped the line. The reason why we make Bayom Ha'Esh, who lehoyros, it's to show shayom zayo kadosh mishayom tovim. This day was holier than all the other days. V'nes al avo ba'esh, and he was forbidden to make a new fire. V'atrot anayitz permitted. V'avo esh v'achidish. The fire is a chidish aspect. V'mavachin alav, and you make a brach on that. V'zelo shayich, and it is only possible halabayosh shavas with a candle which was rested over Shabbos. Of Yom Kippur, which exists to be Yom Kippurim, which rested and he benefited from it. Permitted now. I don't know. Can somebody explain that a bit better? I'm not so confident in explaining that. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining why is it that I can only use a Nesh Shavas on Motzi Yom Kippur
in order to show that,
unlike
all other Yom
Tovim,
that all the chumras of Shabbos apply in terms of no achon nefesh and no melachos of mutter and yontif for you to do. The fact that this shows it because you've left them fire the whole of Yom Kippur and then you're finding you're using it on Motzi Yom Kippur. It's a hiccup.
So you're saying hiccup. He says, yeah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, I'd be fine with that. It's a hiccup. But why can you not just light a new fire on Motzi Yom Kippur? Yeah, it's a hiccup. That's it. You're saying it's simon.
It's simon like a gezerah.
Gezerah? Why is it?
It's a gezerah.
But what? That what?
So we have that mental understanding that there's a difference between this Yom Tov and others. You're only going to get it, light the candle if you...
So that I would have, if I would just make Boire Meore Oesh,
the fact that the candle is...
The fact that I'm making Boire Meore Oesh on Motzi Yom Kippur would suffice, as far as you're concerned.
The fact that we light it before Yom Kippur.
Does what does that give me? Oh, I see. You are saying something very, very interesting. You're saying that, but it's not good enough to just think of that. Very interesting what you're saying. It's not good enough to think about it on Motzi Yom Kippur. You want to establish an inbuilt reminder about the Kedusha of the day and the difference between Yom Kippur and all the Yom Tovim. And the only way we can achieve that throughout Yom Kippur is by having it lit before Yom Kippur. That you've got to have, like, B'Shas, very nice. The Mishnah Berurah does seem to have a different, it's very good what you're saying, but I can understand you, Mahalach, a lot better than what I can understand the Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying something slightly different. He said, no, you want to emphasize the Shvisa aspect. You want to ask, and that can only be achieved if it's Shtenei Sheshavas. Not sure, I don't really get it, but either way, Rabbi said the halacha is clear. Let's just summarize that, and we're going to finish for tonight with that. So Rabbi said, we know there is a halacha of making Boire Moreish and Motze Shabbos. Why do we do Moreish and Motze Shabbos? Because of whom? Adam Rishon. He created a fire, so do we. Thank you very much. Now, that's Motze Shabbos. What about Motze Yom Kippur? We also do. Why do we light a candle on Motze Yom Kippur? And there's an established brach of Boire Moreish and Motze Yom Kippur. Nothing to do with Adam Rishon. It's to show the difference between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur you're allowed to cook. Yom Tov you're allowed to cook. Yom Kippur you're not. Now there's an additional halacha that you must have a Nesh Shavas. You can't just light a fresh light on Motzi Yom Kippur. Rather you've got to use something which was lit before Yom Kippur. And the reason is to emphasize the Shvisa aspect. What we also learned was the Psalmim, that if Yom Kippur falls in the middle of the week, you certainly don't do Psalmim. If Motzi Yom Kippur falls in Motzi Shabbos, we've got a machlokes haminogim. Shulchan Aruch says you don't do psalmim, no neshama esera. And the minhag seems to be in many places that you do psalmim if Motzi Yom Kippur falls on Motzoi Shabbos. Okay, that's it for this evening, Abbas. Okay.